Next to Dunamead in Dublin, where a 17-year-old Ukrainian teenager was fatally stabbed, another is in hospital. The incident happened at a Tuzla emergency residential unit for unaccompanied minors yesterday. Gardaí say there is no danger to the public and they're following a definite line of inquiry. Cian McCormack visited the North Dublin suburb yesterday, where locals are shocked and saddened, and he sent us this report.
I was just on the phone there earlier on, about an hour ago, and just there was a few notifications there that something happened in the area, you know.
This is the immediate reaction from one local man in Dunamead as news broke about the fatal stabbing.
How would you describe the mood locally then?
It is a shock, yeah, of course. you don't expect those things to happen.
Local Sinn Féin City Councillor Micheál McDonagh agreed. The local community, he said, is trying to come to terms with what happened.
Well, it's shock. Of course, it's shock. It's sadness. A tragedy like this, particularly for people who are living in the estate itself, the apartment blocks themselves. It's a densely populated area. A lot of young kids. It's near the school, so there's a lot of school children. So people are shocked and saddened, as they would be in any part of the country or any part of the city where there's a tragedy like this and a person to lose their life in violent circumstances.
Labour City Councillor Alison Field.
Very sad when I hear that today, a young person losing their life, a 17-year-old. It's just so sad. Very concerned for also the staff member that was injured there today.
The reaction locally then, what has it been?
Well, locally we had a few people on to me asking me if I had more information on it, which I didn't, because all I received was on the news, what was seen on the news today. So, yeah, just shocking to what happened.
Is that what people are saying, that it's shocking?
Yeah, it's shocking. It's just upsetting to think of a young person tragically losing, especially the way they died, basically. It's just horrible to hear. But, I mean, it is an isolated incident.
In the aftermath of the incident, Gardaí said there was no ongoing threat and the incident was self-contained. Again, Councillor Micheál McDonagh.
Well, yes, as the Gardaí have said, they're not looking for anybody else. So in other words, there's nobody at large that is likely to cause a danger to the public. So I suppose it's important that people are aware of that. And it's important as well, I suppose, to acknowledge that the Gardaí acted very swiftly here and the other services, which is much appreciated, very important for those involved and those in the community and the neighbours and so on to know that that was dealt with very quickly.
Councillor McDonagh also says he has concerns about reports on social media.
Naturally enough, there's some confusion, and perhaps I've seen some disinformation online that trying to portray the entire apartment block or larger, as a facility. Even the word IPASS have been used, which is not true at all. It's not a centre. It's not any kind of large facility. As I understand it, it's an apartment, and Tuzla had the apartment in the community. So that's as I understand it.
So from what you're saying, is there some scaremongering going on?
Well, any incident like this, you would get a certain amount of that. But I think for the community at large, they're shocked, they're saddened, and they want to ensure that where there is an investigation, it reaches a conclusion, and that they're assured that they're safe.
Have you been talking to locals here today?
Well, I've been talking to some people. It's limited time to talk to people, but I think I've reflected what they say. Obviously, people would be concerned for their children, because any kind of violent incident in their neighbourhood is of concern to people with children. It's very important that the Gardaí investigation continues and that people are assured that everything that can be done is being done.
And the shock that you mentioned within the community, how deep is that?
Well, of course it's deep. You have from time to time violent incidents, crimes, antisocial behaviour, but when a person's life is lost in a violent incident, it takes it to a new level. So yes, absolutely, there is shock. People are trying to come to terms with the news.
Sinn Féin City Councillor Micheál McDonagh ending that report by Cian McCormack in Dunamead in County Dublin.